we're up to Simen Kuf Ayin Zayin. We'll be doing the first sif. Dvarim haboim betoch hasuda, food that is eaten during the meal. Imein dvarim haboim machmas hasuda, if this food is part of the meal, dahainu. Dvarim shederech lekvoa suada aleim lalathis bemes apas. These are the normal foods that you normally have along with bread. Kagon basar, dogim, meat, fish, beitzim, eggs, yirakos, vegetables, ugvina, cheese, daisa, oatmeal, umine, maluchim, salty foods, afilu ochlam belopas. Even though you don't have them actually with bread, you washed, you said amotzi, and now you're eating these things without bread. Ein tunim bracha lefneim, they do not need a bracha rishona, the birkas hamotzi potrosan, the motzi pater. Velola achreim, and you don't make a bracha achrona, the birkas hamazman potrosan, because they're covered by benching. That is, anything that is normally eaten as part of the meal to accompany the bread, one does not have to make a bracha rishona or achrona, and they're covered by the bread. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that it doesn't literally have to be something that accompanies the bread. It means something that a person normally eats for the sake of filling himself. So, for example, even oatmeal. Who eats oatmeal with bread? Nevertheless, it's made to fill you, so it's considered machmas asuda. The Mishnah Berurah talks about a case where you're eating the things that people normally eat with bread, but you're not eating bread. You just washed and made a motzi so that you shouldn't have to make all the brachas. He's mistopic if that works, because the reason they're all tuffle to the bread is because bread is a staple filler, so everything that you eat to be filled is tuffle to it. Not so when you're just having a little bit of bread. You're not really being koveya on the bread. In such a case, the Mishnah Berurah is mistopic if it covers all the other food that you're eating. V'imhein dvarim habaim shalom machmas asuda. Whereas if these are things that people don't normally eat in a meal, dahainu she'ein derech likvoa suda lehem. The derech is not to be koveya suda on them. Lalafis be'emes apas, to accompany the bread. Kagon, tenim, anovim, v'chol mine peris, all kinds of fruits. Im ochol osim below pas, if you eat them in the middle of the meal without bread, tu'unim bracha lefneim, they need a bracha rishona. The birkas amotzi ain't a potrosan. The motzi will not cover them. The ainam ikar sudain. They're not the ikar suda. The ainam tunim bracha lachreim, but you don't have to make a bracha achrona. The kivin shabo betocha suda, birkas amazon potrosan. The mitchilas achilosa ochala peris impas. Ubisofa ochalima impas. What happens if you ate them during the meal and you had bread with the beginning and bread at the end? Afilu en benatayim ochal below pas. Even if in the middle of it you ate these foods without bread, einam tunim bracha af lifneim. There they wouldn't need a bracha altogether, not even a bracha rishona. As far as the lamaisa, fruit, the general minig is to eat fruit for taste. You don't eat fruit to fill you. As a result of that, and that even goes for cooked fruit, it needs a bracha. If you're eating it in the middle of the meal, so if you have pas at the beginning of it and pas at the end of it, then that would be sufficient. But if you're eating it after the meal, then that would not suffice. There you actually have to have bread with every little bit of it. Now, what happens if you cook fruit together with meat to get the meaty flavor? Many achronim say that you should make a bracha on it. Whereas the Yanak Tana claims that it becomes like every other dish during the meal, and it's meant to fill you. The Mishnah Berurah says, just to be sure, why not take a fresh fruit and make a bracha and be motzi it? Kompot, that you're eating cooked fruit for dessert, the Mishnah Berurah says to make a bracha on. Vegetables also need brachas unless they're accompanying the food that you're eating, which generally they are. Now, something that you're actually having for dessert, it's not enough to have bread in the beginning and the end, like we said before, but you actually have to have bread with every bit of it. What happens if someone is actually kaveya suda la peris? So the halacha there is, as long as he had bread in the beginning, that's good enough. He doesn't have to have bread at the end. Some hold that even in the case of the machaber, it's not enough to have bread chil of a sof. Lemaisa, if that's the case, if you're having something only for kinuach, you're actually better off making a bracha on it before you eat the bread, and this way it'll be able to cover the fruit and the bread, and you won't have any sveikas.